Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
When you open your heart, as it is written, I come in for communion and fellowship. If your heart is open to me as Savior but not as friend, then there is no basis for fellowship in our relationship. How can your heart be kindled with great love toward me when you don't walk with me and talk with me daily? Yea, open your heart to me as your covenant friend and let me sup with you, and let my presence give you joy and hope and peace and power in your life, saith God. Let me stir you down in your soul, yea, that you might be able to find strength in your mind and in your heart for what you face in your life. But first, open your heart's door to me, even this day, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You're going to choose whether you're going to flow for me or you're not going to. But if you choose to flow for me, I will flow to you and through you, saith the Lord. The Spirit of God in you will do the wonderful work of making you witnesses unto me. Wherever you go, the fragrance of me will go with you. If you will allow me to flow through you, then I can keep flowing to you, and you will know the joy of personal revival and the joy of seeing others come to know me, saith the Spirit of God. There is a point where I will hold my own people accountable for that I have given them. To whom much is given, much is required. And when you rejoiced in me and I filled you with my Spirit, and you know the Lord had visited you, yea, it was your turn now to go out and share what you have been given so freely with others. Freely you've received, freely give, for it's in the giving of it away that I'm able to give it to you afresh and anew, saith the Spirit of God. You of all people should be sharing me effectively, for you have a mighty anointing upon you. Yea, saith God, you of all people who know the depths of my love, the greatness of my power, you should be the ones that are the vanguard of the revival in this generation. You should be the spearhead of all that I am saying and doing in the world. For you are those that I have invested my very spirit in a holy baptism, saith the Spirit of God. Somebody give him praise today. I will save everywhere the cross is preached. I will save, for I came to seek and to save. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me, saith the Spirit of God. Folks, we need a Shekomo Sunday Debarin, Tita Damokole. To be a profitable servant, you must invest what I've given you. You must put it to usury. Yea, saith God, you must invest what I've given you. For if you don't invest what I've given you, how shall you bring to me the sheaves? How shall you lay them before me? How shall you reap the great harvest if you don't invest your life in the gathering in? This is the day of great gathering in, saith the Lord. Oh, Shela Bakosonda Damane, Kisholobadata. Let me invest in you anew and afresh this day, and then go and invest in others. Yea, saith God, that my table be filled, saith the Spirit of God. Somebody give him praise in this room today. Do you want revival? Not just my power from heaven, but my reign in your heart. Do you want revival? For it will never come as a force from heaven. It will never come unless it can come to the human heart, saith the Spirit of God.